A book review. The book, The Gospel of Mark. The author, Mary Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. This is part of the Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture. It is put out by Baker Academic, Grand Rapids, Michigan, the year 2008, the number of pages, 350. And what do we know about this book? What is it supposed to be to us? Well, let's look at the introduction and see what we are told. In the introduction, we read, a variety of features are designed to make the commentary as useful as possible. Each volume includes the biblical text of the New American Bible, NAB, the translation approved for liturgical use in the United States. In order to serve readers who use other translations, the most important differences between the NAB and other widely used translations are noted and explained. Each unit of the Bible text is followed by a list of references to relevant scripture passages, catechism sections, and uses in the Roman lectionary. The exegesis that follows aims to explain in a clear and engaging way the meaning of the text in its original historical context, as well as its perennial meaning for Christians. Reflection and application sections help readers apply scripture to Christian life today by responding to questions that the text raises, offering spiritual interpretations drawn from Christian tradition, or providing suggestions for the use of the biblical text in catechesis, preaching, or other forms of pastoral ministry. And now let's go to a passage in the book to give us an idea what the book is really about. I have picked a section called The Messianic Secret. This has always intrigued me in the sense that after healing someone, Christ would say, now, don't tell anyone. And this is called The Messianic Secret. Why? Well, let's look at what is said here. One of the most striking features of the Gospel of Mark is the theme of the Messianic Secret. Although Jesus does mighty works of healing and deliverance, he repeatedly insists that these works not be publicized and forbids both people and demons to reveal his true identity. But why? The key to the puzzle is found only after Peter's confession of faith. Jesus' messianic identity is a deeper mystery than any of his followers yet fathom, and it must be unveiled gradually. The Messiah of the popular expectation was a political and military leader who would liberate Israel from Roman domination and usher in a new world of peace and prosperity. But Jesus has come to bring a much greater liberation from the domination of sin, Satan, and death. And his mission was inseparably linked with the laying down of his life on the cross. Until that mystery was revealed, the risk was that sensational reports about his miracles would generate a false and distorted messianic enthusiasm. Although it is easy for us, in hindsight, to disparage Jesus' contemporaries for their worldly expectations, his 21st century followers are just as prone to misinterpret him on an earthly, superficial level. For instance, in some forms of liberation theology or in the prosperity gospel. The gradual disclosure of the messianic secret has to happen for every Christian, as we learn from Jesus, the paradox of the cross. As we are purified of our limited human ideas of what God's kingdom should be, we are led into the reality that is far greater, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard, what God has prepared for those who love him. The table of contents, as you would expect, goes through the entire Gospel of St. Mark, from the beginning until the end. This is a very, I think, very practical help for anyone wanting to understand the scriptures. It not only goes through the scriptures and teases out the many meanings that are in those words of Christ in the Gospels. But it also has these sidebars, like we just had now, the Messianic secret. And it also has reflections, meditations, lessons that we can draw from and which we can apply to our own life. End of the book review, The Gospel of Mark by Mary Healy.